All right. I would like to call. I should have brought my gavel. I would like to call the 2019 Washington Council of the Blind business meeting to order. And I want to start first with our in memoriams. And this is the list I have. So if I don't have somebody's name, it's because it was not given to me. From the Peninsula Council of the Blind, Frances Piggott. From Skagit Island County Council of the Blind, Lester Cole and Chuck Levitt. From the South King Council of the Blind and guide dog users, Kevin Daniels and Gary Lieberg. Also from the South King Council of the Blind, Patty Eaton. From the United Blind of Seattle, Peggy Scholl. From the United Blind of the Tri-Cities, Diane Ebert and Loretta Falk and Cheryl Stone. And from the United Blind of Whatcom County, Betty Whitaker. Okay, Betty was on the, okay, thank you. Sharon Stevens.
Pat Bryant.
Thank you. Pat Bryant from Washington, from the Capital City Council of the Blind. Can we have a moment of silence, please? Thank you. All right. You want a door prize?
Yeah.
Ms. Shannon, are you prepared to do a door prize?
I'm ready.
She's ready. All right. Let's do a door prize.
All right.
Or let's do two door prizes.
Okay. We can do that. All right. So it's our last payday for courtesy of the Yakima Valley Council of the Blind. So it's some candy and some $20, or $10, sorry, I was about to give you some more money there. Oh. You were going to be very sad. $10 cash and some payday and some candy. And that winner is going to be, oh, hey, she's sitting right behind me, Marie Masterson.
Oh, yay!
There you go, ma'am.
I didn't do that on purpose.
Yeah. Got another one?
I got another one.
Ooh, good.
So I got another one of these C's candy bars from the United Blind of Tri-Cities, and I'm going to stick in with that. Another one of these pens that Dan Lavelle made that are really pretty cool looking. And that one is going to go to Darlene Hilling. Are you in the room?
Could I just comment that the candy bars from the Tri-Cities are not just candy bars. They're boxes of walnut squares.
They are. They look really...
Oh, and they're really good, too.
Really good.
They're really good.
The pen is in there.
Okay.
How many door prizes do you have for this afternoon, Shannon?
The rest of my door prizes, except for one, is all going to be cash. So, and then what I don't give away this afternoon, we're going to give away tonight.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna
so we'll be all right.
Hold some out for tonight.
Yes.
All right. How are we doing with ballots? Still waiting for the paper. Do another door prize? Okay, we'll do another door prize.
Figure out my life here.
Got another one, Shannon. We're going to do another door prize.
Just getting it out here. All right. From the South Kitsap Council of the Blind, I've got $20 cash. So you can spend it however you need. And the winner of that is going to be Sydney Akers. Are you in the room?
She's helping what? All right, she gets it. She's working.
Yeah.
What kind of a mom are you?
This convention's really looking good for Sydney, I gotta say.
I love that. That's pretty cool. Okay, I know we're still waiting for the rest of the ballots, but I want the nominating committee to give their report one last time, and then we'll just talk about how this is going to work. And then if we're still waiting at that point, we'll do a constitutional amendment. So, Frank, would you like to again give us the slate of candidates?
All right. Coming out of the nominating committee, we have President Julie Brannan. First Vice President, we have Mika White. Treasurer, we have Lisa George. For the four board positions, we have Sherry Richardson, Lori Allison, Nathan Brannan, and Kim Moberg. All of those are two-year terms except for the last one. Kim, we are recommending to fill out the term Julie served one half that term, so it's a one-year term for that position.
And if you're wondering why that is that Julie was appointed or was elected, essentially elected by the board to fill the first vice president office when Andy Arvidsson had to step down. So first of all, folks, as you're thinking about candidates and you're thinking about your voting, and we hope we have some, contested positions because that's what elections are all about. But it's really important that you really think about who you're electing to your board because I have a suspicion the board's going to have some work to do this next year. We really need good people who are going to be able to do that kind of thing. So be keeping that in mind as to the kind of people you want to, be serving on your board. You all will be given, we don't have the nails this year. Unfortunately, we didn't get them in the little pads of paper, so we're sort of improvising. So you're all going to have little sheets of paper and a pen. And what you're going to do when it's time to vote is to take the lid off your pen and use the ink point to poke through your paper. Don't scribble all over the paper because that's not going to help the counters at all. You just are going to put the point of the pen through the paper as you would the nail and then put the lid back on your pen so that it's not getting all over the place, like your hands. So, and at the end, you get to keep your pen, which is your WCB pen. Yay! So you get a souvenir after voting. How's that? Now, each candidate will have 3 minutes for their speakers to speak. So your speakers need to know that. Oh, I need a timer. That's what I need. Good. All right, Deb's going to be our timer. Good. So you will have a total of 3 minutes, and when Deb says to go, you will start to speak. She will stop the timer when the speaker stops and tell the second speaker how long they have. So don't let your first speaker speak for 3 minutes because the second speaker won't get to talk at all. Okay. They're passing them out right now. Does anybody have any questions about the process? Okay. What I'm going to do is, as we get to each position, I will... Guys, people are having a hard time hearing, so please. What I'm going to do is that when I will name the candidate coming out of the nominating committee for the position, then I will ask for nominations from the floor. We ask for nominations from the floor three times, and then we close nominations. So you need to have someone, if you're going to be running from the floor, we had four people declare yesterday that they intended to run from the floor, you need to make sure that somebody's prepared to nominate you. And then you'll be seconded, and then, I don't need a second, that's right. And then at the end of that, I will take the candidates in order of how they, so there'll be the person coming out of nominating first, and then the additional people in the order that they choose to run. So I will tell you each time how many holes you want to punch into your ballot. Yes.
If they need a green dot, they have it.
Oh, yes. You must have a green dot on your name tag to be able to vote. If you do not have a green dot,
okay, if you don't have a ballot,
then you aren't going to be able to vote. Yeah, and that's the other thing. In order to be eligible to vote, you have to have been a member for a minimum of 30 days. So anybody that just now joined, you can watch the process most definitely, but you won't be able to vote. So how are we doing? This room is huge, you guys. You think this is bad? You should be at ACB sometimes in the ballrooms. They're really huge.
Madam President, how many ballots should each person have? I've got four. I don't think that's going to get it.
We may need more than. We'll figure it out. Yep.
We could just tear them in half now.
Yeah. All right. Does everybody have a ballot who's going to vote? All right. So we are going to start with the Office of President. The name of Julie Brannon has been placed into nomination by the nominating committee. Are there any other nominations? For a second time, are there any other nominations from the floor? And a third and final time, are there any nominations from the floor?
I move that nominations cease and we vote Julie Brannon as president by acclamation.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Congratulations, Julie.
I have a lump in my throat, and maybe that's because I'm thinking of all the wonderful work ahead. Anyway, you guys, we have a marvelous organization. I've been a part of this organization for 25 years. I've worked tirelessly for this organization because I believe so strongly in it, have a lot of passion for it. We are a strong state affiliate. We're well-respected in the country, and we will continue to do that. We do have a lot of work ahead to figure out where we're going, where we want to put our energies. I mean, we have our mission, of course, independence, equality, and opportunity. So how do we fulfill that mission, and how do we fulfill it strategically? Last year, we had officers and board members and other people get together and talk about a strategic plan, and we'll be working on that this year, looking at that plan. The greatest commodity this organization has is you, every one of you, the people. Without the people, we don't have an organization. So I'm hoping that every one of you in this audience who has not been involved, and I'm going to pick up the gauntlet where Denise talked about, or what she talked about last week. The work of this organization is not done. The board oversees. The directors, the board members oversee. The officers oversee. They direct. The greatest work is done at the level of the committee. The committees are so important. So every one of you who isn't on a committee or has never been on one, I have no problem with either emailing or contacting or having other people do that, of course, and saying, what committee would you like to be on? What committee would you like to be on? Because it's a way to get to know other members, and it's a way to gain ownership of this organization. So please, don't just be an observer. I call it a pew warmer. Don't be a pew warmer. Get involved. Thank you all so much. I will do my very best.
That's going to make me cry. All right. Next is the office of First Vice President. The name of Mika White has been placed into nomination by the nominating committee. Are there any other nominations? For a second time, are there any other nominations? And for one third and final time, are there any other nominations? By acclamation? All right. Is it second? All right.
That's Sarah.
Yeah. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Mika, congratulations. Somebody get a microphone to Mika. Oh, she's got one already.
So thank you. Thank you so much. I tell people all the time that because I moved out here right before my 21st birthday, when I had much more of a Southern accent than I do now. And I have said it before, and I'll say it 1,000 times, that I have grown up in this organization. And I would not have the confidence or the ability to problem solve or the ability to mentor others if it was not for WCB, which has helped me in every single aspect of my life. And that is what being a part of a consumer organization means to me. And I am so excited to be a part of this and to be first vice president. And we don't warm no pews. We set the pews on fire.
All right.
Thank you, Mika. We're going to have a dynamic duel here. I love it. Thank you. Congratulations. Next, we move on to the Office of Treasurer. Now, I'm not sure that's an office I would ever want, but, you know, some people love those numbers. So the name of Lisa George has been placed into nomination by the nominating committee. Are there any other nominations? For a second time, are there any other nominations? And for a third and final time, are there any other nominations?
Madam President.
Yes.
I move that Lisa George be voted in as treasurer by acclamation.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Congratulations, Lisa.
I'm stunned by no opposition to this. And I have to say I'm really excited to be working with Julie and Mika, and I know that I'll do my best. I know Deb is a lot of big shoes to fill, but I promise my best to do my best to find the low-cost pews to replace the ones that get fired on fire.
I think we have a theme going here. Before we move on to the board positions, I just want to say to Deb Lewis, to Jim Turry, and to Holly Kazmarski, who are all going to be leaving the board, you guys have been exceptional to work with. And I have been very honored to serve with you. And I just want to say thank you so much for all your support of me.
I do. Yeah, here we go.
She's already asserting her independence.
Yeah, and I don't start till January. I just wanted to thank Denise. I meant to do that when I got up, but, you know, she's thanking all the other people who have finished their terms, and I want us to give Denise a hand for the last 2 years.
Thank you. All right, now we are going to move on to the four board positions. And the first three are for a 2-year term. And we are going to do them in the order that the nominating committee reported them out. So we will be starting with the position, the first position, and the name of Sherry Richardson has been placed in nomination. Are there any other nominations from the floor? Yes. Say it really loud, and I'll repeat.
Thank you, Bruce. I've got a mic. I'd like to place at the nomination the name of Jenny Anderson from Snohomish County Council of the Blind.
All right, Jenny. Thank you. Okay, Jenny Anderson has been placed in the nomination. Okay, are there any other nominations from the floor?
Yes.
Coming. I tell you, we're going to get him a skateboard.
I would like to nominate James Kinnison.
Okay. Got it. All right.
Kim's already nominated.
She's already nominated. Yeah. Danette, okay. All right. And one final time. Are there any other nominations from the floor?
Okay.
We can't hear you. Up here.
Dave, turn a second mic on.
They're all on.
I was going to run. Dan.
Is that Dan? Okay. So.
Thanks, Dan.
Dan, you wanted to tell everybody your last name? Thank you. The guy that makes the great pens. All right. Anybody else? Okay, this is going to be interesting. All right. So we have Sherry Richardson, Jenny Anderson, James Kinnison, Danette Dixon, and Dan Lovell. All right. First of all, who are Sherry's speakers? Okay, Deb and Vivian. All right. Jenny, who are your speakers?
Melissa Hudson and Kathy
Wilson. I better write this down. I'll never remember this. All right, so we've got Deb, Vivian, and then Melissa, and who'd you say, Jenny, was your second one?
Kathy.
All right, Kathy. Whoops. Okay. JR, who are your speakers?
Joanne Hunter and myself.
All right. Danette, who are your speakers?
Janet, Lauren,
and Molly. Okay. And Dan, who are your speakers?
Heather.
Mm-hmm.
And myself.
All right. Okay, we will start with Sherry's. Sherry is not here this weekend. I understand, is she out of the country? Is that what I understand? She's in Amsterdam. That's a good place to be. All right, so we're going to start with Sherry's speakers. They will have 3 minutes total. Deb, are you ready at the time? Do you want Lisa at the time since you're speaking?
I can do that. Okay.
She's going to multitask. Okay. So Deb will speak first, and then Vivian. Oh, she needs a mic.
Coming.
All right. Okay, just thank you. I got it. Yeah, all right. I'm waiting for my thing to come around here. All right, I'm going to speak on behalf of Sherry Richardson, and Sherry has been a longtime member of this organization. She has been active in Guide Dog Users and in United Blind of Seattle. Sherry is a worker. She is a person who makes things happen. She's been extensively involved in the community and most recently involved in a very, very interesting media project that many of you are aware of. But Sherry is just a strong advocate for people who are blind, very articulate, very experienced, and I think especially in a time when we are going to be having a number of new board members and a lot of change, no matter who's elected, Sherry brings a great deal of organizational experience, and I would encourage you to vote for Sherry.
Okay. And Vivian has how long?
She has a minute and a half.
You have a minute and 30 seconds, Vivian.
Jeez, Deb, you didn't take long enough. So I want to let everybody know that as president of Guide Dog Users, Sherry has been one that I could depend on to do all kinds of tasks. When she sets her mind to doing it and you ask her, she is all over it. And so I urge you to vote for Debbie. I mean, Sherry. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's been one of those days, guys.
Deb's going, I don't think so. All right. So now we will hear from Jenny's speakers. And so, Melissa and Kathy. Melissa will be the first speaker. Deb, tell her when to start.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very honored and very privileged and humbled to speak on behalf of my mentor and my friend, Miss Jenny Anderson. Jenny was born and raised in Seattle, Washington, and was a leader in her family. And not only do I just consider her a leader, but like I said, a very special friend and a mentor. She's mentored me in so many amazing ways, even though she's only been part of this organization for just a few years. She's now president of Snohomish County Council of the Blind. And in that time frame, that chapter has grown from a very small membership to a growing membership. In fact, they got the Membership Growth Award yesterday if you were there at the luncheon. Jenny is a person who delegates authority. I had the pleasure of spending Mother's Day weekend with her, and I got to watch her work that chapter. And she will delegate a task and will not stop until it is completed. And we need people like that on this board. So I urge you, I beseech you, to please vote for a woman who will delegate authority, my good friend and your friend of WCB, Miss Jenny Anderson. Thank you very much.
All right, how much time does Kathy have? Kathy, 90 seconds. Yeah, that's all. You can say a lot in 90 seconds.
Okay. There you go.
Good afternoon. My name is Kathy Wilson, and I am here supporting Jenny Anderson for a position on the board. I got an opportunity to spend time with her. She came down and visited our chapter, and I actually saw her heart for the chapters, her heart for the community, the heart for us as a group to come together, holding hands one-on-one, and not being separated, although we're in different counties. That is her heart, and she's very, very organized, and she actually came to my group and shared a lot of good information about how they do things. And her and I, our main conversation was, we need, as different chapters in different counties, to come together and join hands. And I think she will be an excellent asset on the board, and I encourage you to vote for Jeannie Anderson.
Thank you. Okay, now we will need to get mics to Joanne Hunter and JR. And Joanne, let me know when you have a mic.
Thank you. I'm Joanne Hunter, and I
Hold on just a sec. Okay, go.
Okay, I'm Joanne Hunter, and I've known JR for 4 years. He's currently president of the Peninsula Council of the Blind and vice president of his local Lions Club chapter. JR was instrumental in working with the Lions Club to bring beat baseball to Bremerton, the Seattle Sluggers, versus our Bremerton and Kitsap police and sheriff, and our sheriff lost a bet and had to wear a tutu at the next game. And over the past 3 years, we've had the games there, and next year the game is going to be dedicated to Kevin Daniels. JR is dedicated to serving his community and to giving back. I know him to be a man of integrity and commitment. I know he has enjoyed being on the WC board and that he would like very much to continue, and he will not just warm the pew. All right.
Thank you. And JR has how much time? Two minutes? 2 minutes, JR.
Yeah, good afternoon. I'm JR Kinnison. I'm president of Peninsula Council of the Blind. I am on the board now, and I am trying to rerun for another term. I really learned a lot being on the board, and I'm hoping to grow further on now that Julie is going to be president. And I would like to help learn more about what initiatives need to be done in accessibility stuff that we can handle. And trying to let people know I am a Lion, and next year I will be president of Bremerton Central Lions Club. And yes, we will be hosting again for Kevin Daniels' remembrance for the Blind Beat Baseball in his honor. And we will be trying to do a doubleheader game on the first Saturday of June. And I'm getting a little choked up about it. But anyhow, I am in a lot of, I'm with the Transit Board.
30 seconds.
I'm with the Kitsap Transit Board, ADA. I am with the Bremerton ADA, and I'm with Kitsap ADA. And I am learning a lot, and I would like you to please vote for me.
Okay, Galen and Kim Moberg will need mics. Speaking for Danette.
Are we ready? On behalf of Danette Dixon, I have really come to appreciate her service and commitment within the last couple years as being part of our chapter. We first got to know her as the liaison with the WCB board, but she has become one of the go-to people in our chapter to get things done. There will be no grass growing under her pew. her commitment, her involvement with Guide Dog Users of Washington State, her involvement with a chapter formerly known as Greater Everett Council of the Blind, she's just reliable, dependable, and I can wholeheartedly endorse Danette Dixon to serve on our board.
And Kim has how long?
Hello.
A minute and 40 seconds, Kim.
Okay.
Go.
So I have known Danette Dixon for several years. She's been a valuable member to the scholarship committee. She is somebody I can always count on to get done what I need. She's an awesome, awesome worker. She works tirelessly for us. I've known her because I got really to know her really well when we flew back to Rochester together and found out that she just does all kinds of things. She doesn't just volunteer here in WCB, but she volunteers at Children's Hospital, which is a cool deal in my books. She is knowledgeable about many things. She helps on works with the American Council of the Blind, Diabetics in Action, and that's it.
All right. Thank you. All right, and Heather and Dan will need mics.
Dan Lovell is a man that if you have not had a conversation with him, you may not know, because he has a very quiet nature. He is extremely intelligent and has a stability that I really value. And the thing that I spoke with him about yesterday is his background in finance, fiscal responsibility, and fundraising goals for this organization. As you know, those are all things that we are in severe need of some new ideas. He is a man that has the ability to look outside the box and has a passion for WCB. He has been donating his beautiful crafted works to our organization for years. He's been a member for 6 years. And he is, like I said, one of the people that kind of flies under the radar but has a ton to offer. And Lisa George, he may make you those pews. I recommend Dan Lavelle.
All right. Thank you. How long, Deb? Okay, Dan, you have 1 minute and 40 seconds.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Dan Lovell, and the reason why I'm running is, one, I have a passion for this organization, and one is I want to give back, and part of that is with my background in finance, there's a variety of ways to make the WCB more financially secure. One is obviously controlling costs. The other is looking at existing ways where raising funds and finding maybe making it more efficient and effective in the way that we were approaching those current avenues, but also thinking outside the box for other fundraising opportunities that we haven't just tapped or just they're out there waiting to be put into practical use. And so I feel that my experience and my ability to think outside the box would be a great asset to the organization. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. All right, now listen carefully. If you're voting for Sherry Richardson, you will make one punch. If you're voting for Jenny Anderson, you will make two punches. If you're voting for J.R. Kinnison, you will make three punches. If you're voting for Danette Dixon, you will make four punches. If you're voting for Dan Lovell, you will make five punches. The top two candidates will be brought forward, and the other three will be dropped unless somebody has a large majority of the votes. Does everybody understand? And then pass your ballots to the center aisle so they can be picked, your ballot, so they can be picked up. Yeah, don't fold them. Don't fold them. No, they're over at the, she's over at the sound table. At the sound table.
Okay, Claire, thank you. Ward, Earl, Earl, you can't do Ward 15.
All right, quiet down, please. I've been asked to read the order again. One punch for Sherry Richardson, two punches for Jenny Anderson, three punches for J.R. Kinnison, four punches for Danette Dixon, five punches for Dan Lovell. And if somebody needs help punching their ballot, let us know if it's difficult.
I think there's one at the back.
Do we have all the ballots picked up?
Pick up the ballot.
Danielle's running. Dan. I know, we should. I think we should put Danielle on payroll because she does this every year. Huh? Oh, she is. I did not know that. Thank you, Monica. All right. Let's have another door prize.
I know.
Because I know Shannon's got good stuff.
I got good stuff.
Good. All right.
So I believe that there's a mistake on the braille here, but so I'm not going to call anybody out, but I do believe this is also a $20 door prize, even though it says $10. So I hope that I'm right and that I didn't just am not about to disappoint somebody. But this is also South Kitsap Council of the Blind.
I need
and our new Mr. or Ms. Moneybags is going to be. Oh, look at this. Haley Akers.
Now, wait a minute. First daughter gets money and then mother gets money. What's up with that?
Prayer works.
I think take each other out to dinner. There you go. I like that plan. All right. Shall we do our first constitutional amendment? No.
Well,
sorry, you don't get a choice. What? Yeah, we got to do them. It's part of our business.
Oh. All right. Okay, Lisa, you have a microphone. So, Lisa, can you just read the name of it and what it does? Yep.
Can I share this mic?
Oh, okay, I'll share this.
Amendment 2019-1. This amendment changes the selection and approval of financial institutions, the authorized signatories on accounts, and the process and method of payments.
All right. Now, we had first reading of this yesterday, and This isn't a vote. This is a what's called consensus, okay? If we're not going to, we're going to dispense with the second reading unless one person requests that it be read, or of course, more than one person. But if everyone agrees that we don't need to read, you know, have a second reading. So how do you feel? Does anybody want to hear it again? All right. Okay. Who's got their hand up?
Who wants to? Somebody wants it read?
Okay.
All right.
Well, there you go.
It's okay. Quiet.
Existing language. Article 11, disbursement of funds. The funds of this organization shall be deposited in a bank to be selected by the treasurer with the approval of the president. The president's signature shall be on record with the bank or banks. All financial obligations of this
dog area.
What?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Sorry, someone walked away with the mic.
Go ahead, Lisa.
I don't know where I was. Okay. I'm going to start again.
Existing language, Article 11, disbursement of funds. The funds of this organization shall be deposited in a bank to be selected by the treasurer with the approval of the president. The president's signature shall be on record with the bank or banks. All financial obligations of this organization shall be discharged by check issued on order of the president, transacted by the treasurer, and signed by the treasurer or an agent selected by the board. In the event of dissolution, all assets of this organization shall be given to an organization with similar purposes which has received a Section 501(c)(3) certification by the Internal Revenue Service. Proposed language, Article 11, disbursement of funds. The monetary assets of this organization shall be deposited in one or more financial institutions selected by the treasurer and approved by the WCB Board of Directors. Each account shall have the president, the treasurer, and the immediate past president as signatories. An agent selected by the board, such as a bookkeeper, may also be allowed as a signatory. The normal financial obligations of this organization shall be discharged as necessary via check or electronic payment within the limits of the current operations budget approved by the membership. In the event of dissolution, all assets of this organization shall be given to an organization with similar purposes, which has received a Section 501(c)(3) certification by the Internal Revenue Service.
All right. This amendment is coming out of the Constitution and Bylaws Committee with a due pass recommendation, and I so move.
Yes. All right. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
I have a question.
On my way.
Is there any reason why the first vice president isn't also a signatory? Is that something we might consider? I know we don't want an infinite amount of people, but it seems like it might be prudent to add the first vice president in case something happened to the president.
So as it stands, it's the president and the immediate past president and the treasurer.
Right.
Since the president and the first vice president get elected in the same year as the treasurer, it's kind of a flow between years and passing from one election to the next. So if the current president's already on the bank account, and then that president becomes the immediate past president, you have continuity and you can get the names changed, the signatures from the bank, from one to the next. So that's the reason why the first vice president was not included in that.
Okay, and mine is more or less a question. It seems like a lot of oversight. I just wonder why the change in language is needed for the state board to approve the financial institution. It kind of feels like it should be the choice of the chapter.
Okay. This is the WCB financial institutions, the bank, the investment account, PayPal, those kind of things. So the state treasurer
will recommend a selection, and the WCB board will approve that that
okay.
is. That's
all right,
what
I thought
is.
This was local and state.
No.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions?
I'll make it simple. Why the change?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear the question being called. No, they were saying the question had been called for. All right.
The only definition is, as it currently stands, is that the president has to be on the bank account. So we didn't have
some of the currently other. Issue, there were a couple things that dealt with this. First of all, it said that everything had to be transacted by check, and we don't actually do that. And then secondly, it said that everything, all those checks had to be individually authorized by the president, and we haven't actually done that in many, many, many years. In fact, we didn't do it when I was treasurer 14 years ago. So we're talking about actually catching the language up to what we do. And the third issue is the one that Lisa referenced, which is that when our officers change, we usually don't change where the accounts are located, but this would be the time you would if you needed to. So that's provided for in there. Because much of our business, the way we currently operate, which might not be the way we should in the future at some point, but is that everything kind of starts over every time we reelect officers. And some of you who are at the board meeting will remember, I said the P.O. box goes away that we have. Everything kind of changes based on where our officers are located. Currently, the banks require existing people on the account to be present when new people come onto the account. And so when you have a big change, you end up with the potential of nobody being authorized to write checks. So as Lisa pointed out, the past president is set up to be a signatory as the president. And then if they stay a signatory, it makes it possible for us to do business while we transition the other officers. Ultimately, what we probably need to do is not elect the treasurer and the president in the same year, but it has the potential now to happen depending on the term processes of those people. So until that, some of those kinds of other changes that ought to be made are made, this solves the problem for a while. It's not really trying to change anything other than to actually reconcile how we really do business.
All right, are we ready to vote?
My comment goes, I'm speaking for the amendment. My comment goes to the sponsors of these amendments, and if you would do take a little time to tell us why, after they're read, it could probably save a lot of time and a lot of unnecessary questions. Thank you.
Thanks, Reg. All right, are we ready to vote?
Yes.
All in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The amendment passes.
Okay.
All right. I have the results. Sherry Richardson, 39. Jenny Anderson, 18. J.R. Kinnison, 8. Danette Dixon, 9. Dan Lovell, 25. So we will bring, Sherry and Dan will be the two that we're looking at electing. Jenny and JR and Danette will be dropped from this vote. So this time you are going to be voting for Sherry or Dan. So you want one punch for Sherry, two punches for Dan.
Okay, is that the whole table?
Yep.
All right.
And while the ballots are being collected, how about another door prize?
All right, how about those Constitution and bylaws? All right, we're going to do another $20. And I don't think I have any more Eggers family members to give it to, so... I love you, Haley. I've just given you a hard time.
We love Haley.
Okay. Help if I didn't. Okay. All right. Nell Mar Jack. Well, there you go.
Danielle, congratulations.
Yeah.
It was $20. It was money.
Yeah, 20 bucks.
It was South money.
South King Council of the Blind.
Or South Kitsap. I know, that's hard to say. All right. Are we ready to listen to another constitutional amendment? You know, guys, we might get out of here sooner than we usually do. Don't jinx it. Okay, I won't jinx it. I'll try not to, anyway.
All right. Madam Chairman, we have a second constitutional amendment. And again, I will ask Lisa to read the brief description of it and the name of it.
Amendment 2019-2. This amendment requires new affiliates to be registered in the state of Washington and all affiliates to maintain an active status as a nonprofit.
And again, I'm going to ask for consensus. Does everyone agree that this doesn't have to be read again, or do you want to hear the reading? All right, and we'll just do that from now on then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Existing language, Article 4, Affiliates, Section 1, Application for Affiliation. Any local chapter or special interest group desiring to become an affiliate of this organization shall apply for affiliation by electronically submitting to the WCB president a copy of its constitution, all required membership data in the WCB approved format, and a list of elected officers and board members. Both an existing organizational bank account and a minimum of 10 dues-paying members are required to be considered for affiliation. There is no change to the remaining language in that section. Section 2, Affiliate Responsibilities. There's no change to the language in the first three paragraphs of the section. No group shall be accepted as an affiliate, and no group shall remain an affiliate unless at least a majority of its voting members are legally blind. The president, vice presidents, and at least a majority of the elected committee or board of directors of each affiliate must be legally blind. The president of this organization shall be an ex officio member of each affiliate. Proposed language, Article 4, Affiliates, Section 1, Application for Affiliation. Any local chapter or special interest group desiring to become an affiliate of this organization shall apply for affiliation by electronically submitting to the WCB president a copy of its constitution, all required membership data in the WCB approved format, the UBI number and optional Washington Charities registration number, and a list of elected officers and board members, both an existing organizational bank account and a minimum of 10 dues-paying members are required to be considered for affiliation. Section 2, Affiliate Responsibilities. No group shall be accepted as an affiliate, and no group shall remain an affiliate unless at least a majority of its voting members are legally blind. The president, vice presidents, and at least A majority of the elected committee or board of directors of each affiliate must be legally blind. The affiliate must maintain active status as a Washington nonprofit corporation. The president of this organization shall be an ex officio member of each affiliate.
All right. So this is coming out of the Constitution and Bylaws Committee with a do pass recommendation, and I so move.
Okay, just a sec, Sarah. So it was seconded?
Yes.
All right. Okay, Sarah has a question.
As a nonprofit, does that mean 501c4 or 501c3?
Either.
Okay, thank you. That's all I wanted to know.
Madam President?
Yes, Glenn.
I want to speak against this.
All right.
Who are we to dictate what local chapters do? This sounds almost like something that ANFB would do. There are senior organizations around town to have senior centers and different things. And if a group of people get together and want to join this organization, we should welcome them with open arms. I don't care if they don't have a bank account or a 501c3. It seems very elitist to me, and I hope the membership votes this down. Just because it's convenient for our board and our treasurer for everybody to have a bank account and have a tax number. If the chapters want to do it, that's great. A lot of them do it, but I would hate to see us just turn somebody away because they don't meet our standards. That's just wrong.
Is there anybody who wishes to speak in favor of the amendments?
I've got to get past you here.
Get a mic. Okay, get a mic to Deb.
Here comes the mic.
All right, so there are a couple of different issues here, and this is not about controlling chapters or being any other organization other than who we are. But one of the things that our chapters are wanting us to be able to do is to, in some ways, support them with activities. And we used to do the chapter stipends, and we've been working on a way to do grants that our chapters and others could apply for. This organization cannot give money to chapters who don't have a bank account. It's just that simple. And, you know, it's not that hard to establish a bank account if you're a legitimate organization. But the other part of it is that all the way up the food chain between ACB and WCB and its affiliates, there's some accountability in the fact of being nonprofits. And so we're not even proposing or suggesting that our chapters need to have a 501c3. Many of our chapters do, and that's great. But we have many chapters that have pretty small revenues and pretty small organizations, and that wouldn't make any sense for them. And nobody is suggesting that. The process of registering with the Secretary of State as an appropriate nonprofit and getting a UBI number so that you can operate legally in the state of Washington and do your fundraising is not a very big assignment or task. It's not an unreasonable expectation. And we actually have some liability for our affiliates, for the things that use our name and say they are part of us, just as ACB has some corporate liability around the fact that we use their name as part of them. So we looked at trying to come up with the very minimum things that a chapter needs to do to be an operational entity in the state of Washington and take contributions and operate in those ways legally. And that's all we're really trying to do, is keep our chapters from being in trouble. And if they want to be, you know, support groups and not be affiliated with WCB, I suppose that's a choice. But we tried to come up with things that would be easy and that we could help them do and that would not be costly, would not be time consuming, and complicated like a 501c3 could be. And so we're not suggesting in any way that this needs to be hard or complex. Most of our chapters have done it. But when you have chapters that are operating out of people's personal bank accounts, you have a liability problem. So we are asking that the chapter at least be stable. And we believe that the stability is the simple registration with the state and the establishment of a working financial institution relationship. And that's all we're looking for.
Yes, Linda. Oh, wait. Somebody else wanting to speak against the motion.
Oh, someone speaking against. Against. Yeah, I had a question that I was going to speak for.
Oh, okay. Hold on just a sec.
Oh. I'm against. I got the mic.
Hold on. Hold on. You guys, we will take three for and three against. So we've had one for and one against now.
I'm against the motion, but why couldn't we put in as a clause a trial period to let a new organization, a new chapter, get their feet under them instead of just ram them like we need to get this done right away, blah, 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 blah. I know that all the legal beagle stuff is all tough, but if you can give them some crutches to run on for a little while so they can get their feet under them, they'll gladly do that and support the new chapters.
Thank you. Who wishes to speak for the amendment? Okay. Doreen asked for the floor first. Go ahead, Doreen.
Well, the first question is, are there some chapters that don't have the required bank accounts and things right now? Because I'd like to speak for this. I think making it easy on ourselves and not having to run the risk of your personal funds getting mixed up with somebody's organizational funds, it just seems simple to me. It doesn't seem burdensome. Anytime you go to a bank and need to do something in the name of an organization, you got to have your paperwork in order. I like the idea of a 6-month probationary period, either at the beginning of your joining WCB or if you're falling out of compliance. But asking the board to do the compliance seems problematic. So I'm not sure if we can do a friendly amendment right now or if we should just have the three for and the three against.
All right.
Madam Chairman.
Yes, Frank.
I think it would be awkward to try and rewrite this on the floor in using the amendment process. However, if people feel strongly, they could make a motion to remand it back to the committee for rewrite for next year.
I'd like to make that amendment that it go back to committee.
I second that.
I'm real concerned the way it sounds. It sounds like we have to have a nonprofit. I don't know. It didn't sound real clear to me, so I'd like to see it go back to committee.
All right. So it's been moved and seconded that the amendment be sent back to committee for rewrite and reintroduction for next year. So, all in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
I think the ayes have it. All right. It will go back. All right. I have the results of this election. Sherry Richardson, 59. Dan Lovell, 42. Congratulations, Sherry. And we will definitely get word to her that she is now a newly elected board member. All right, now we will move on to the second election.
Wait. There was a motion on the floor for the amendment. Okay. We didn't pass the motion to remand it back,
yeah,
right?
We
we did. Okay, I thought you said it didn't pass.
It passed.
It passed. All right. Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
It passed. Yes, it passed. Yes. Shh, guys, please. What's the point of order?
So we want to make a motion to formally cast the vote.
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded that we have a hand count. Guys, if we keep doing this, we'll be here all day. Well, it's all right. So is that's been requested. So once again, you have to have your green dot to be able to vote. So all those in favor of sending this amendment back to the Constitution and Bylaws Committee for a rewrite and introduction for next year, please raise your hand. Yeah. And don't people be walking around, because that doesn't help us any. And keep your hands up until they tell you to put them down. Put your hands down. Those voting no, please raise your hand. Okay, the ayes have it. Motion passes. There were 50 that voted for the motion, 33 against. We keep losing people. Where'd the people go? We keep losing people. All right, we are going to move on to our second election. The nominating committee has placed into nomination the name of Lori Ellison. Are there any other nominations from the floor? I nominate Dan Lovell. And Dan, do you accept that nomination? All right, Dan Lovell, all right. Any other nominations from the floor? Yes. Okay, Jenny Anderson, all right. Any other nominations from the floor? They are, okay. Any other nominations from the floor? And one third and final time, any other nominations from the floor?
Second.
All right. Okay, Dan. Where are you going to have your speakers stand, or do you want people to speak for you again? Pardon? Oh, you don't have to. It's only if you're going to say something you didn't say the last time. All right. Jenny. Are you going to have other speakers, or are you going to?
I am.
And who will they be?
Kathy Wilson and Nancy Lynn. Heather.
Just a second. So you said, who was your first one? I'm sorry.
Kathy.
And Nancy. Okay. Yeah, I'll get. Yeah, I know. I haven't forgotten Lori. All right. JR, are you? Are you going to let your speakers stand, or you want to have speakers again? All right. Lori, who will your speakers be? All right. So we're going to start with Lori. And so we need to get mics to Cindy Van Winkle and Haley Eggers. Cindy, you can go anytime you have a mic.
WCB family, I urge you to vote for Lori Allison for this position. Lori has been a director before. She's a hard worker. She has served as president several years in Tacoma for Pierce County Association of the Blind. She's extremely involved in her community, serving on a disability, Tacoma disability something or other. And she's a commissioner for Accessibility Advisory Committee for that Tacoma disability group that I can't think of the name of. She was a volunteer for TACID and has been working as a paid employee and now as a part-time employee, and she teaches Braille. But mostly, you guys all know her as somebody who works hard, tirelessly for WCB during convention with registration. And then she also handles our membership database. Lori is the kind of person that will do anything asked of her. And if she says she'll do it, she will. And most recently, she has become part of the membership posse for the American Council of the Blind, making calls throughout the week on behalf of ACB. I urge you to vote for Lori Allison.
Thank you. And how much time does Haley have? A minute 40, Haley.
Thanks, Cindy. Oh, can you guys hear me?
No.
Oh, I gotta kiss this mic. So I've known Lori for quite a long time when she was a student at the OTC, and many of you may know that over the years Lori has had her own challenges with medical issues, and yet she's still here and she's still putting in all the work. And Lori would be that person, even from a wheelchair at times, to climb up onto that pew and fight for WCB. I've been on the WCB Families Committee with her for the last couple of years, and her experience, whether it be with the Braille Challenge or just what needed to be done to have a successful youth conference, has been invaluable to us, and it's resulted in two very successful youth conferences. Every time I have asked Lori to do anything, she has stepped up to the plate, despite how many other tasks she may have on her plate. She always performs those tasks and follows through, and I appreciate that. So I urge you to vote for Lori Allison.
All right, so we need to get mics to Kathy Wilson and Nancy Lind to speak for Jenny.
Hello. Hello, WC family. It's me again. Jenny Anderson, I forgot to tell you, we invited her group to come to our barbecue this year, Pierce County Association of the Blind, and the entire time she was there, she was a server. Like I said before, that is her heart. I'm treating her as a guest, and she's next to me saying, what can I do next? What can I do next? I was like, just sit down and relax. Well, no, we're both presidents. We're a team. We're going to do this together. So serving is her heart. Her heart is for the community, so I urge you to vote for Jenny Anderson.
And Nancy has how long?
Oh, she has 2 minutes and
20 seconds. Nancy, you got 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
I think Jenny would be good for the position on the board. She's very involved in fundraising. Goodly, bringing new speakers to our chapter meetings, and involving and stop the bleeding, and stop the bleed training, and feeling caring and concern for the members.
That it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Nancy. Good job. All right. You will make one punch for Lori Allison, two punches for Dan Lovell, 3 for Jenny Anderson, 4 for J.R. Kennison. So that's 1 for Lori, 2 for Dan, 3 for Jenny, 4 for J.R. All right, it looks like we probably will need more ballots.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How about another door prize? You want another door prize? But if you don't listen, you might miss your name, and then you'll miss your chance. And then I might get it instead.
And remember, I don't, you know, I must be present to win.
Yes, you must be here to win.
All right. This next one, we're going to do $25 from United Blind of Walla Walla.
Ooh.
So that new
Walla Walla
person
Walla.
That's going to be everybody's best friend is Kathy O'Neill.
Is Kathy in the room? No.
Oh, all right.
Oh, how sad.
Oh, no.
How sad.
All right. How about Beverly Burl? Oh, she just left. Ah. See, you gotta be on it. Oh, hey, it's my buddy from this morning. It's Scott McCallum in the room.
Oh, no. Wait till I see Scott next.
Scott, he was, we became friends this morning, and then he did this to me. Okay, how about Richard Miller?
Is Richard Miller in the room?
Okay.
No.
Wait. That's okay. All right. Oh my God! My real best friend that won this door prize is sitting right next to me, Mika White.
Okay. Well, somebody's excited. All right. Are we ready for the reading of the Third Amendment?
Lisa has disappeared.
Oh.
Okay. All right. We have one final amendment to come out of committee. And here's Lisa.
Amendment 2019-3. This amendment holds the board accountable to the approved budget, allowing changes only under extraordinary circumstances, and simplifies the grant process. Existing language, Bylaw 1, WCB Standing Committees, I, Finance. Members of this committee are responsible for developing the annual budget, analyzing all grant requests received, monitoring WCB's financial investments, and recommending changes in investment strategy when appropriate. Number one, the proposed WCB annual budget must be presented at the pre-convention board meeting and passed by a majority vote at the business meeting of the general membership. Budget line items approved by the convention may be adjusted by the board of directors between conventions. Number two, all grant requests received by WCB and analyzed must then be reported to the board for action with a do pass, do not pass, or no recommendation. Grant requests must be submitted in writing using the WCB grant application form and will be awarded primarily to 501c3 organizations and governmental entities. Grants or parts of grants will not be awarded by WCB to fund salaries or to supplant other funding. Number three, any motion coming before the WCB board to allocate award or grant funds that has not first been reviewed by the Finance Committee shall require a unanimous affirmative vote of all board members present and voting to pass. Proposed language. Bylaw 1, WCB Standing Committees, I, Finance. Members of this committee are responsible for developing the annual budget, analyzing all grant requests received, monitoring WCB's financial investments, and recommending changes in investment strategy when appropriate. Number one, the proposed WCB annual operations budget must be presented at the pre-convention board meeting for approval by the board. This approved budget is then presented to the general membership at the annual business meeting to be considered for adoption with a majority vote. Budgeted funds adopted by the convention may be adjusted by the board of directors between individual line items. Only under extraordinary circumstances may the board increase the budget, and only with unanimous approval. Number two, all grant requests received by published deadlines will be analyzed and summarized by the Finance Committee, then reported to the board for action. Grant requests and required documents must be submitted within the established guidelines.
Okay, this amendment number three comes out of the Constitution and Bylaws Committee with a do pass recommendation, and I so move.
All right, get it, mic to Danielle. I'm sorry, you sounded just like Danielle. Wow.
Oh. Well, what's the definition of extraordinary circumstance?
We don't have a definition for extraordinary circumstances. The concern is that anything that is not normal. Okay? And normal would be like changes in a program, changes in operating expenses. Anything other than those things would be abnormal, extraordinary.
Yes, go ahead, Deb.
She's the mic. Oh.
This is Deb. Let me offer just a little bit more background again about this one, because all these came from the Finance Committee under other duties as assigned, right? If you like amending the Constitution, jump on the Finance Committee next year. So here's the deal with this one. This has, in most organizations, it's actually the board of directors that basically manages, operates the budget, determines the budget. In fact, that's the usual thing. But in this organization, the membership votes on the budget. But essentially, there is nothing in the Constitution that prevents the board from then, as soon as it meets after the convention, changing it, because it's adopted by the membership, but it's wide open for the board. Now, our board's, you know, been really responsible over the years, but sometimes the board has actually overspent the, you know, designated budget by quite a lot. And we aren't doing that now for a couple of reasons. One, our board's being pretty responsible, and our budget is much more accurate. So it is safe to say, I think, nowadays, that if the membership agrees to a budget with a particular deficit level, which is the way we're operating right now, that the board needs to hold within it unless there really is a very extraordinary circumstance. But we recognize that even proposing a budget, that obviously things change, and so we wanted to leave the latitude of keeping the bottom line, but being able to adjust line items as needed but to stay within the bottom line, because if we agree as an organization to live with an $80,000 deficit against our income, it didn't seem right to us that the board should find a way to, during the year, increase it to a $100,000 deficit. So actually, we're trying to ensure with this that the organization commits to what it's committing to and stays with that commitment, because the problem with this form of governance at all is that it only comes together once a year to make all these decisions. So we were trying to build in a little bit more safeguard for the membership, if the membership wants to continue to operate in this fashion of governance.
Madam President, this is Reginald George. I want to speak for the amendment.
All right.
This amendment is, we kind of took it apart on the list a little bit, but our board is on our side. We elected them to carry out the mandates of the membership, and they need the flexibility to be able to adjust if maybe the hotel falls through or the contract or somebody doesn't meet their obligations to move money between line items, but they're trying to stay within the budget. It really is holding the board accountable to the spirit of the budget that we set at conventions. And I think it's a very responsible of them to clarify the language. And as far as grants, it gives a little bit more flexibility in the way that those are created and administered. It's more of a board policy issue rather than something that needs to completely be spelled out in the Constitution. So it is just to simplify and put the responsibility for policy where it belongs. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anybody wish to speak against the amendment?
Yes.
All right.
This is Holly Turry, otherwise known as Whining Aunt Emma. I would like to speak against it. This, for the term under extreme circumstances or whatever it was, what may be an extreme circumstance to me may be nothing to you. I had a teenage daughter. She broke her nail. It was an extreme circumstance. I think that you need to have a little bit more, less wishy-washy wording. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Is there anybody else who wishes to speak in favor of the amendment? Okay. Are you wishing to speak for it?
I am, yes.
All right, David wishes to speak for it.
This may not be a perfect solution. There might be more clarification that needs to be done down the road, but this is a step in the right direction. Everything else has been, in the past, from what I can tell, has been just kind of understood and sometimes not understood, not or not followed. The budget has not been followed all the time in the past. So I think it's a step in the right direction. And so I recommend we do pass it. Okay.
Thank you. Anybody else wishing to speak against the amendment?
I had a question,
if I can. Yes.
Within the language, I believe in the current legislation or current wording, it says something about it has to be a nonprofit that the grants are going to. Is that stripped in the newer version of what is being said? Or did I mishear something?
So the current language says, regarding grant application, that it will be awarded primarily to 501c3 organizations and governmental entities. The new language says grant requests received by the published deadlines will be analyzed and summarized by the Finance Committee, then reported to the board for action. Grant requests and required documents must be submitted within the established guidelines. So the grant application itself, which will get the approval of the board before it's in use, will have those things specified on it. So in the Constitution, it does not say a 501c3. The grant application that gets approved by the board will have the requirements on it.
Thank you for the
Hold on. Hold on. So, hold on. So, Linda, you're wanting to...
I'd like to amend we move this back. I'm concerned about that wording of undue circumstances and all. I think we should send this back to committee and let them define some of this a little more.
All right. Hold on. Is the Constitution and Bylaws Committee wishing to accept this as a friendly amendment?
No.
All right. So, is there a second? All right, so it's been moved and seconded that this amendment be referred back to the Constitution and Bylaws Committee for...
I think we need some definitions.
For rewrite and come back again next year. All right. Guys, please.
Just a point of clarification.
Yes, David. What's your point of clarification?
If I understand things as they are now, the board can effectively do whatever they want no matter what the organization does. Not saying they will, but they can. This puts a little definitions in there. It may not be perfect to some standards, but it is that what I'm understanding, or is that not?
Hold on, David. But right now we just need to talk about this amendment, to the amendment. Is there any discussion about the amendment to refer back to the Constitution and Bylaws Committee?
It's actually a motion.
I'm sorry. You're correct. The motion. It's not debatable? All right. Okay. So all in favor of the motion to refer this bylaw back to the Constitution and Bylaws Committee for further rewrite and brought back to the convention floor next year, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No!
All right. So now we are back to voting on the amendment. Now, David, your question. Pardon, the noes have it. Yes. Yes, the noes.
So to David's question of his understanding, yes, the existing language says budget line items approved by the convention may be adjusted by the board of directors between conventions. That's what the existing language says. The new language says, budgeted funds adopted by the convention may be adjusted by the board of directors between individual line items. Only under extraordinary circumstances may the board increase the budget, and only with unanimous approval.
Yeah, so really what it's basically saying is that right now the board can adjust line items. They can just, if somebody comes and says, I need more money, the board can decide, okay, we'll give you more money, and it increases the budget. Right, or we could put money into a currently zero funded item. And what this does is to say you can adjust the budget within what was approved, but the bottom line for that category must stay as was adopted by the convention floor. So are we ready to vote on the amendment? All right. All in favor of the amendment?
This just requires a majority.
Yes. All in favor of the amendment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
All right. Motion carry. The amendment is passed.
I would like to thank my committee, and I'm not going to try to run the names of everybody off, but thank you very much. We worked very hard on this, and and we'll work again on next year.
All right. I have the results of the vote. Lori Allison, 58. Dan Lovell, 31. Jenny Anderson, 8. JR, 5. Lori has more than half the votes. Congratulations, Lori. Get a microphone to Lori.
I want. I had lunch. Okay. I want you all to say. I just want to say thank you. Right now I'm so tired I can't even think. So I will continue to work hard for this group. This is truly, my heart is with WCB and ACB, and we have a lot of work to do. And you know what? As a community. Because we are a community, we can do it.
All right. We will move on to our third board position, our third two-year position. The nominating committee has placed into nomination the name of Nathan Brannon. Are there any other nominations? Okay, hold on, guys. First of all, let me make sure that if you are nominating somebody, you've asked them first. Okay, hold on. So, Danette, are you willing to run again? Okay, Dan, are you willing to run again? Okay. Oh, good. I like that. Okay, you all heard that. All right. JR, are you wishing to run again? Okay, so we've got Nathan, Danette, JR. Are there any other...
Holly Turi.
Dan said no. He doesn't want to run. He said he would serve on committees.
If JR doesn't object, then if it's possible, I'd like to speak on behalf of JR.
Well, that's JR's decision, so hold on just a sec. Okay, so Holly, you said yes? Okay. Yes.
I'd like to nominate Jenny.
Jenny, are you wishing to run again?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Any other nominations? My third and final time, are there any other nominations? We have a motion to close nominations?
Yes.
All right. All right, Nathan, who are your speakers?
Reggie George and Darren Roberts.
All right. Danette. Are you wishing for your speakers to stand, or do you want other speakers?
New speakers?
New speakers?
Yes.
All right.
I will be one, and Kim Albert will be the other. In that order.
In that order. Got it. Okay. JR. You wish your...
I will accept Dan.
Okay. So, and you'll just have the one speaker?
Yes.
Holly. Who are your speakers? And Jenny, do you wish to have your speaker stand, or do you want other speakers?
Myself and then Nancy Lynn.
Okay. All right. So, once again, remember, your speakers, you have a total of 3 minutes. We will begin with Nathan, and so Reggie and Daryl need microphones, and Reggie will go first.
I have no voice, so I'm asking Lisa to read my remarks, okay. Please.
Today I have... What? Can I go, Deb?
Yeah, you can go.
Today I have the honor of expressing my support for my friend, a man of integrity and service, Nathan Brannon. He's been a member of WCB for 15 years. Like many of us, Nathan overcame challenges of adapting to life as a visually impaired individual, eventually becoming totally blind. He shared that though much has improved, it has been an interesting experience finding out how our society views a blind person versus someone with sight. Although he is now blind, he has gained in vision. Nathan knows he is as capable as ever. While a member of WCB, Nathan has actively participated on the Crisis, History, and Advocacy Committees, doing his part to find solutions with positive impacts on the issues that affect us all. Nathan learned that consumer organizations function best when there is good communication that encourages input between all members of a team. Nathan is kind of a quiet guy, but he brings to the board drive and perseverance to get the job done. Recently, we have lost some great leaders who influenced who we are today. We need men and women with the knowledge and willingness to take active roles in securing our organizational future. Nathan has already done the work and put in the time to learn the priorities and concerns facing WCB. If chosen, he will support his local chapter and do whatever it takes to keep us strong and thriving as we move forward in 2020 and the years to come. If you value responsible stewardship for WCB, please elect Nathan Brannon to our WCB board.
Okay. And how much time does Daryl have?
1 minute and 6 seconds.
1 minute and 6 seconds, Daryl.
1 minute and 6 seconds. Not much time. Well, yeah, vote for Nathan. Listen, quick, I'll be quick then. When I first met Nathan, we never agreed on anything. I thought to myself, oh my God, am I going to have problems with this guy? But I watched him work on the committees at United Blind of Seattle, and he was a former president there too. And I quickly learned that he's a hard worker. His ideas are sound. His arguments are reasonable. And I came to trust his judgment. And I think he will be a great asset to WCB as he was to me. Thank you.
All right. So Danette and Kim need microphones. Danette, let us know when you're ready.
Thank you.
Are you ready?
Yep, go. Go. Okay.
Well, I have been involved on many positions. I've been a past president and a past board member. I am president of our alumni chapter here in Washington State for Guide Dogs for the Blind, and a new president of Guide Dog Users, Guide Dogs for the Blind, Raisers, and Handlers. I'm secretary for Guide Dog Users of Washington State. I'm involved on the national level and the state level. I am second vice president for ACB Diabetics in Action. I am involved on the membership committee for ACB and involved on many other committees in state and national. And it, so far at this time, the most that have stretched me the most is chairing the awards committee, all the different activities that I've done at this convention. I'm committed. I'm a servant wanting to serve others. And guess what? There'll be no grass growing under my pew.
All right. How much time does Kim have?
2 minutes, I'm sorry.
2 minutes, Kim.
Okay. So I have known Danette for several years now. She is an awesome worker. She forgot to say it, and she's worked for years on the scholarship committee. And she is always up for a challenge. And you ask Danette to do something, and it gets done.
All right. Thank you. All right, the microphone to Dan Lowell to speak for JR.
Anytime.
And Dan, you can start as soon as you get the mic.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Dan Lowell, and I'm speaking on behalf of JR. I first met JR at the OTC back in 2012, and he works at the Lighthouse of Illinois currently, but there's several words I'm going to say that describe JR to me personally. One, effective management style. Calm, cool, and stable under pressure. And he gets things done. He's has proven that as being on the board currently and as a president of his local chapter. I would recommend to him, to anybody, and I urge you to vote for him. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. All right. We need to get Mike. Well, Bruce needs a mic, and Yvonne needs a mic. I bet Bruce already has a mic. And, Bruce, you can start as soon as you're ready.
I'm speaking on behalf of Holly Turi for the Washington Council of the Blind as a board member. Many of you know her because she's been a WCB receptionist for some time. In past years, she's been on the convention planning committee. She serves on the scholarship committee of WCB. And I think many of us have seen her busy as volunteer coordinator for this convention and previous ones. I also know her well because of living in the same community and seeing that she has been serving as president. And the important thing for me is that she is well organized, she's punctual, and she engages members in our local community. Holly Turi for board member.
All right. How much time does Yvonne have?
1 minute.
1 minute?
Okay. I'm sorry. No, yes, that's right.
1 minute, you said?
2 minutes.
Oh, 2 minutes. Okay, Yvonne, you have 2 minutes.
Yeah, 2 minutes you get.
Okay. So go.
Yeah, she doesn't have a mic.
I'm right here. Okay. This is Yvonne. I'm speaking for Holly Turi. She came to United Blind in Whatcom County in 2013 after moving from Maryland, where she was a member of the ACB since 1975. She's came to us like a breath of fresh air. She was well organized and a hard worker. She stepped up to the plate to take over the presidency of one who had to leave the presidency. She took over a project that was involved the Vision Series. And she well organized that at the Bellingham Senior Center, a series of lectures on vision loss. And she did really well, and she's dedicated. And she became president 3 years later again. And, oh, she's been president 3 years. And
4 years.
4 years. Sorry. But she makes sure in our chapter that it's inclusive. She's earnestly works hard and dedicated, and she provides hospitality to everyone that comes to our chapter, and she's well organized, and she sets up outings. Is that my time up?
30 seconds.
Oh.
About 25 seconds.
And she's a good baker.
Well, if she brings food to every meeting, she's probably going to get elected. Thank you, Yvonne. Okay, get mics to Jenny and Nancy Lind. Jenny, you may begin as soon as you get a mic.
Thank you, everyone. As you know, my name is Jenny Anderson, and I am somewhat new compared to a lot of you to WCB, but I bring with me a breath of fresh air, and that's not because I'm better. It's because I believe in bringing up the younger generation into leadership positions, and I believe in discipling others into leadership, such as, I hope he doesn't get embarrassed, Bob Cavanaugh came to us a year ago and became our permanent sound technician and has done massive amount of computer work for us, and we wouldn't be where we're at if it wasn't for his help. I recognized that in him and decided immediately that that's where his fit would be. And there's another gal back there. I won't bother mentioning any more names. I'll probably embarrass them. But there's another girl back there that was raised up into the second vice president position and another one into the vice president position. Roles are changing, and we have to change with it. Even society is changing, and we've got to be willing to plug in there and go along with those changes. And that's what I am willing to do, is work hard and make sure that everything is done the right way. Thank you.
Okay. How much time does Nancy have? Nancy, you have 1 minute and 40 seconds.
I think Jenny will be a good board positioner, and she does. She's very involved in fundraising, bringing in speakers and our chapter meetings, involving us in Stop the Bleed training and showing caring to our chapter.
All right. Thank you. All right. One punch for Nathan Brannon. Two punches for Danette Dixon. Three for J.R. Kinnison. Four for Holly Turi. Five for Jenny Anderson. So again, it's one punch for Nathan, two for Danette, three for J.R., four for Holly, five for Jenny. Yes, I can. One for Nathan, two for Danette, three for JR, four for Holly, five for Jenny. So do we have any resolutions?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, we have resolutions. Aw. She thought she was going to get away with not having to do anything, I bet. And if we need to let somebody know, we are going to need more ballots. All righty. Okay, so, let's quiet down. We're going to have the reading of our first resolution. Pardon? Oh. Has everybody gotten their ballot picked up? Yeah, I know you'd rather have a door prize, but... I might get mutinied if we don't conduct business, too, so... Now, I don't know, if you guys just want to do door prizes and nothing else, I guess that's, you know... Yeah, he said they'll just fire the president. Okay, well... That's the way it goes... So, Debbie, are you ready with a resolution? Debbie needs a mic.
All right. They told me I can just keep it forever.
Oh.
All right. So, let me do two things here. I misplaced my... Every year we recycle the... volunteer and hotel and host chapter resolutions. And so what I would like to do, since I have still not found them here, I'm looking, but what I would like us to do is, in commendation of the fantastic work of the volunteer coordinating group and the volunteers, of which we've had many and wonderful, and the host chapter, the PCAB, who has treated us so wonderfully. Wait, we're not done. We're getting them all in once. And the fabulous services of the hotel. I would like to do a big hip hip hooray for the whole thing right now. So hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
All right. Yes. Okay. And we will get appropriate notes out to people who are appropriate to have them. But we don't need a resolution to do it. Now, I would like to do the resolution that we do have, and there may be discussion of this, so we're getting used to that here today. So resolution came from Doreen Cornwell and the Advocacy Committee, and it came somewhat not quite developed, so I am not willing to completely redraft resolutions, just so you know. So I have done a little bit of wordsmithing with this, though, and we did a little bit the other day to try to get the intent of this and to make sure that it's actually achievable, because it's a very short time frame resolution. So this is resolution 2019-1, and it is endorsement of the no on I-976. Okay. Now, before we get too excited about it, let's see if we agree with the way this is presented. Whereas the Washington Council of the Blind, WCB, is dedicated to promoting opportunity, equality, and independence for people who are blind through education, public awareness, and advocacy. And whereas members of the WCB rely on all modes of public transportation, including bus, rail, and light rail, paratransit, funded in part by the motor vehicle excise tax and delivered through a variety of transportation benefit districts throughout Washington State, in order to travel to jobs, education and training, medical services, shopping, recreation, public meetings, and other offerings of federal and state and local governments, interaction with family members and opportunities to volunteer, etc. And whereas members of the Washington Council of the Blind are concerned about the state's entire transportation network, which would be disrupted if I-976 passes, now, therefore, be it resolved by the Washington Council of the Blind in convention assembled on this, the 26th day of October 2019, at the DoubleTree by Hilton at SeaTac Airport in SeaTac, Washington, that the membership of this organization endorses the No on 976 campaign and directs its president to authorize the campaign to add the Washington Council of the Blind to its public list of endorsers, and be it further resolved, and this is the one that really matters anyway, that WCB urges members to vote no on I-976 and to share this, the intent of this resolution with others in their community. And the Resolutions Committee recommends a do pass.
Yes. All right, it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Yes, Viola.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not in favor of 976 at all, but mm-hmm. can the organization tell me how to vote?
No, it can't tell. It's recommending. It encourages. And it's urging you. It can't tell you how to vote. It urges you. Because the organization can take a position as an organization if it wants to. I mean, I recognize that there could be members of the organization who want to vote yes on 976, and that's their right. So the organization has to decide, does it take this position? And if so, what action does that mean? And the really only action that is meaningful at this stage would be to urge members and then encourage those members to urge others to vote no. And that would be at this stage of the game, that's the only action the organization could really meaningfully take.
Hold on. Yeah. Okay, somebody's asking for a point of order. Yeah. Point of order.
You know, Larry just reminded me of something.
Yeah?
Well, no. I'll bring me in. But I believe, because I've had this happen with other organizations, I don't know that under federal regulations as a 501c3 that we can actually take a political stand.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Madam President.
Hold on, Sarah.
Hold on.
Okay. Sarah's next.
All right. No, wait a minute. Wait. Hold on. All right. Once again, we will have three speak for and three against. Sarah, are you wishing to speak for or against?
For.
All right. Go ahead.
I'm for this motion because not only does it hurt us, but the guy's a thief. I mean, he made news by stealing a stupid office chair.
Okay,
but the guy's rich enough. How come he couldn't buy it?
Okay, guys, but that doesn't have anything to do with the resolution. It's off topic.
I just think it's not legal. We shouldn't be voting for somebody who breaks the law.
Okay. Hold on just a sec.
That's off topic. Yeah, really the only question on the floor is whether the organization wants to take a position or not.
Do we have an against? Do you want that?
Yes. Do we have an against?
I don't think this organization should be making themselves publicly known that we are against this initiative. I mean, we should not be pushing this. First of all, you don't understand what the initiative actually is from what I'm hearing in this room. We should not be supporting. You ought to put it in writing that we are supporting, that we are voting no on I-628, however the number is. I don't think we should be supporting that. I really don't.
That's fine. Yeah, you absolutely can hold that position, Linda, because that is entirely the issue, is whether the organization should or should not support it.
So, Madam
President. All right, hold on.
Okay.
Do we have somebody speaking for?
Madam President, can I please offer a couple of points of clarification? First of all, am I eating the mic sufficiently? Yes. Okay. I think two things. I think it's important to be clear that the resolution as worded specifically asks us to endorse the No campaign and give them permission to use our identity. There is so far no disability rights organization on record except this Disability Rights Washington on the NOAA 9976 statement. So just us getting ourselves on the list as Washington Council of the Blind would be important. When I started to draft this resolution, I pretty much stole a bunch of the language from the resolution we wrote in 2013 saying, dear legislature, please get your act together and pass a transportation bill. And what Tim Eymond is trying to do is to undo the results of the legislation that came out of that. The legislation as worded in the voters' pamphlet is very, the description in the voters' pamphlet is very misleading. It talks about $30 car tabs, and it doesn't talk about the fact that different municipalities have done lots of different things with the motor vehicle excise tax, that those things have been approved democratically in those jurisdictions. And it tries to do a bunch of things that...
I think this might be out of order.
Okay.
Okay. So what I'm urging us to do is to vote for the resolution. I think I'm happy to take more questions, but I think we can just proceed with the three statements for and three statements against.
All right. Do we have anybody else wishing to speak against the motion or the resolution? Okay. Hearing somebody wishing to speak against?
Who's that? Raise your hand.
Okay, I'm not saying that I am for this or against it, but I think that we should, this should be a personal choice on what to vote. I don't think the council should be involved on what to say or what not to say.
Excuse me, guys, please. The resolution does not, it simply urges us. It doesn't, we can't tell anybody how to vote. So the resolution is not demanding that we vote yay or yes or no on the initiative.
It would require the organization to sign on to the no campaign.
Yes, it does do that.
And it does urge us to vote a particular way, and based on the fact that the organization endorsed it. I mean, it's not, it would be kind of a strange resolution to just ask people to vote for something, but it says that if the organization endorses something, it would, by virtue of that endorsement, encourage that its members support the endorsement. So if you don't believe the organization, if you don't believe that that's a correct view of I-976, you should vote no. And if you don't believe the organization should endorse the resolution, you should vote no. I mean, the piece about urging members to vote is only in support of the fact that you've endorsed it in the first place.
All right. Anybody else wishing to speak for the resolution?
I'd like to speak for it.
Frank, you want to speak for it?
Yes, I believe that I-976 hurts the blind, and I think we should take a strong stand against it.
Okay, does anybody else wish to speak against? We've already had the three fours. Anybody else wish to speak against? All right.
Three fours is 12.
So all in favor of passing this resolution, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
All right. Resolution passes.
Okay. That completes the resolutions.
Thank you, Resolutions Committee. All right. I have the results. And you're not going to get them till you're quiet. Nathan Brannon, 39. Danette Dixon, 11. J.R. Kinnison, 11. Holly Turi, 28. Jenny Anderson, 11. The bottom three will be dropped, and we will be voting between Nathan Brannon and Holly Turi. So it'll be one punch for Nathan. What? One punch for Nathan, two for Holly.
Anybody with a green dot not have a ballot? Raise your hand. Yes. Green dot on there? Yep, there you go. And I guess I need a pen for you. Hold on. There's an extra one here. Okay, did you hear the voting? I can't remember what it was.
You're so helpful.
One for Nathan.
One for Nathan.
How about another door prize? Okay. I will give door prize. Oh, there we go. That's I need for the pews to be quiet. So I don't know about you, but it's 1 o'clock. And your friend and mine, Judy Wilkerson. I hope it's
Wilkinson.
Wilkerson. Not Wilk. Oh, gosh. Well, she's obviously not that great a friend of mine. Clearly very bad.
Well, you were close.
But she has donated a bottle of wine. It says SLBY 2017. And yeah, Sauvignon Blanc. Yeah. And there's also going to be another $25 from Walla Walla.
Oh, I want that one. Give it to me. Call my name.
So.
It's calling my name.
Mine too.
Calling my name.
The name that it's calling is Kevin Berkery.
Hey, from
all right.
California. Well, okay, so the wine comes from California and goes back to California. Oh, what kind of a deal was that? Do you have another one, Shannon?
One second.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
I do have another door prize, but I needed some eyeballs to tell me what I'm all right. giving away. It's
somebody
cash.
With some sight. Go yeah, help Shannon, this? Please.
Oh, let me give another one. What's this one? Okay, so this time we're going to do... just cash. We got $10 from the Peninsula Council of the Blind, and $10 from the Peninsula Council of the Blind, and $20 from South King. And that one is gonna be. Judith Brown, are you in the room?
Is Judy in the room? No. Oh.
All right. How about Craig Phillips? Are you in the room?
No. Nice try.
I really appreciate this cutthroat. All right, well, I hope that she's in the room. Kathy Wilson.
Shannon, how many more door prizes do you have?
I got a bunch of cash, and I have a bunch of cash that's not labeled in Braille, so we can give away cash as long as you need me to.
Okay.
Let's have another one. Till tonight.
Yeah.
Let's do another one then.
All right.
All right, we're going to do $20 from United Blind of Seattle. And that one is going to go to Jeff Bishop. Are you in the room?
Yep. Oh.
All right.
Okay, how about another one?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just giving it to my wife.
What a nice guy. Yeah, mine too. Oh, yeah. You guys remember that.
Yeah, look at this one.
He is. Okay. He's well trained.
Another one. What's this one? All right, here we go. $10 from the King County Council of the Blind and $20 from the United Blind of Whatcom County. And our new winner of that Kim Moberg. She better be here.
Yeah, Kim better be here. All right, I have the results. Are you ready? Nathan Brannon, 58. Holly Turry, 45. Congratulations, Nathan. Get a mic to Nathan.
So, Reggie via Lisa said that I'm quiet. You can ask my wife. She'll tell you I'm not quiet. And I want you to know that I'm going to make a lot of noise for you. I'm speaking for you on the board. I represent all of you. And that will be my cause to bring to the board what you want to have happen. So thank you very much for nominating me, and I will do my best to serve you. Thank you.
All right. Our fourth and final board position is the one-year board position that was vacated by Julie Brannon. And the nominating committee has placed into nomination the name of Kim Moberg. Are there any other nominations? Yes, Melissa.
Yes, I nominate Jenny.
Yeah. Okay. Any other nominations? Hold on. First of all, Jenny, are you willing to accept the nomination?
Yes, Madam President.
All right.
I nominate Dan Lovell.
Dan, are you willing to accept the nomination? Hold on. You guys, I can't hear. Okay, you said you will. All right. Okay, any other nominations? Yes. Haley, are you willing to accept the nomination? Oh, she sounds so enthusiastic. Yes. If I have to. Man, that was a begrudging... All right, any other nominations? Jay, are you willing to accept the nomination? Any other nominations? All right, do we have a motion that nominations close? All right, Kim, who will your speakers be?
Who are your speakers?
My speakers will be Jessamine Lanby and Holly Turry.
Holly, all right. Jenny, do you wish to have your speech stand or do you wish to have new speakers? Dan, do you wish to have new speakers or do you wish to speak for yourself?
I'll just speak for myself also.
And Heather.
He did. He said Heather. Haley, who will your speakers be?
Whoops.
Okay. And JR, do you wish to have new speakers or do you wish to have your speeches stand? All right, so let's get a mic to Jessamine and Holly. Yeah, Holly Turry, not Kazmarski. I know, I can finally say her name. I got it down and I'm not going to have to do it anymore.
All right, everybody hear me?
Yes, go.
Okay, I am speaking on behalf of Kim Moberg for the board. I met Kim Moberg at Peninsula Council of the Blind. It's been about 13, 14 years. There she was sunshine, and then she worked her way to be president, and she did all sorts of neat fundraisers and activities. She did a day where she knew parents that were visually impaired or blind, and had a day for their kids to come and get to learn and experience what it was like to not to be able to see and do activities. And then she ended up going and joining South Kitsap Council of the Blind. She's the president of that chapter now, and she's really found ways to bring our chapter together and bring members that were wanting to leave to stay. Vote for Kim Moberg.
Thank you. How much time does Holly have?
She has 1 minute 50 seconds.
1 minute and 50 seconds.
Good afternoon, everybody. It gives me great pleasure and a whole lot of happiness and honor to recommend Ms. Kim Moberg for the board position for 1 year. I've worked with Kim, and the main reason I want to talk about for her is when she's been chair of the scholarship committee. I've been on the scholarship committee for several years. Kim has a wonderful sense of humor. She can make you laugh over stuff that's when it gets too serious. She always makes you laugh. She can always bring consensus from disparate points of view. She is a loving, kind person. She's always enthusiastic. And I don't like to go to meetings very much, which is probably a good reason I maybe didn't get the board position. But she makes meetings fun and educational and interesting. And I will say it, she is a fit representative, in my opinion, for the convention we do is valuable, but the scholarship committee is even more valuable because it passes on the light of learning to a new generation, and she is the guider of the light. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, get a mic to Jenny. And go whenever you're ready.
Hi, here I am again, sorry.
But I am honored that I have been nominated so many times, and that tells me that I have something to bring to the board that is new and exciting. And I think my concern is that we're getting away from its original intent. We are to bring up leaders, and we need to identify who the leaders are in the room, and not just the ones on the board, but the ones in the back running the sound or side, or the ones in the kitchen running the kitchen staff. We need all of those people in their places, because there are giftings in this room, and I'd like to be the one to encourage you to pursue your gifting and fly in it.
All right, thank you. All right, get mics to Heather and Dan. And Heather, you may begin when you are ready.
I would like to say that the first time that I met Dan was last year when he spoke on our arts and craft panel at convention, and I thought that was very cool of him to share his talents with us, as he does every year. But then this year, I spent 2 weeks at a self-employment workshop with him and was overwhelmed with the ideas that he brought forth, his entrepreneurial spirit and his financial knowledge and experience was very impressive to me, and I do believe that our organization really needs that as a strength, and his ability to step out of the barriers of the normal way of thinking and think of new ways to do things, I think would be a great asset to WCB.
All right, thank you. And Dan has how much time? 2 minutes, Dan.
Thank you. Thank you, Heather. I want to get a round of ovation for all the other candidates that have already been elected or are running for this position. They're all outstanding. The reason why I'm running, I'll be asking for your vote is I want to get back to the WCB as an organization. The other is I believe that the organization needs an individual or individuals that can think outside the box, not just as in financial matters, which I really am enthusiastic about, and a lot of my work experiences in, but also whether it be legislative and just, you know, other aspects of the organization to make it more efficient, effective, and cost efficient. I have experience in dealing with financial fraud. Looking at going down line by line on financial reports. And then as far as whoever the organization that manages the funds for the WCB, what is their expense? What's their expenses they charge the WCB for managing the account? What's the rate of return the WCB is actually getting after expenses? Because any good financial manager out of 3 to 5 years should have good returns. If you're not getting that, then you have a bad manager. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, get mics to Cindy and Mika. And Cindy, you may go when you are ready.
I am surprised but pleased that Haley has asked me to speak on her behalf. I've been working on her to run for the board for quite a long time, and she has constantly said she needs to pray about it. And when I heard her say yes, it was because although she is eager to serve this organization, she's doing it because she knows that that's what she's feeling led by the Holy Spirit. And whether you're a prayerful person or not, that is what is inspiring Haley to do the work she does. And when she says yes to something, it really is with that level of commitment for her. And she's done a lot. She started WCB Cares. There's a lot in that word, cares. She shows people daily how much she cares for this organization and loves on people. It's a natural thing for her. But even more than that, on the convention committee this year, she worked diligently to get sponsors that aren't even in our program because they just kind of happened. Clothing donated for our fashion show and for the youth program from two different entities, and one through QVC, Lori Felt, and the other through Two Blind Brothers. So she's all about making contacts. She connects with those youth, the young people, and is just a great example of who we should be to young people and to her children, who she always brings at least one of them with her to convention. I could go on and on, but I want to leave time for Mika to speak as well. But you guys, we have a lot of great people that want to run for board positions, and that's wonderful. But I know that if we vote Haley in, we won't go wrong. I urge you to vote for Haley Eggers.
How much time does Mika have? 50
seconds.
Whoa. Oh, you can do it. I know you can.
Haley Eggers is a generous woman who believes in connection, accountability, uplifting others, and is inspiring to us all, because what she is going to bring to this board is a level of being able to work and do so many things. If you ask Haley to do something, she doesn't just do it and stop there. She's going to take care of one problem, she's going to go to the next, and she's going to take care of things that you didn't even know needed to be taken care of. So I urge all of you to please vote for Haley Eggers, a woman that I know is going to bring so much to this board of the Washington Council of the Blind.
I knew she could do it. All right, get a mic to JR.
Yes, I'm hoping to be elected again for the board, because last term, and I was on a 2-year term, and I learned a lot, and that's why I went into a lot of the ADA in my own community, and I'm with Lions, and I just put it all out there, and I do everything I can to promote and advocate for WCB itself. So I just want to please ask if you would vote for me, because I am trying really hard and I would like to be able to help.
All right, thank you. All right. If you're voting for Kim Moberg, it's one punch. If you're voting for Jenny Anderson, two punches. They hear you. If you're voting for Dan Lovell, three punches. If you're voting for Haley Eggers, four punches. And if you're voting for J.R. Kinnison, five punches. So one for Kim Moberg, two for Jenny Anderson, three for Dan Lovell, four for Haley Eggers, five for J.R. Kinnison.
Need a ballot?
Can I vote? Oh,
are you not a, do you have a green dot?
No, she doesn't. Here's my ballot.
And do not fold the ballots, please. What'd you say?
Please repeat them.
Repeat it again. Repeat.
One punch for Kim. Two for Jenny. Three for Dan. Four for Haley. Five for JR.
Thank you.
All right, let's do another door prize.
So this is $10 Peninsula Council.
Okay. Where's my... Do I have a mic? Okay. All right, we're going to do $10 from the Peninsula Council of the Blind. So I'm trying to make sure we got money for tonight to get something to look forward to. So,
has everybody handed in their ballot? Has everybody handed in their ballot?
No.
Ooh.
Hey.
I have a name. Are you ready to hear it? Is John Amateur in the room? Okay.
Oh.
How about William Bellina? Are you in the room?
He's in the
Bellina.
Room. All right. Run.
What did he get?
It's $10. $10. And it's his first convention. Yeah. All right. I have your attention, please. I am trying to determine how we should proceed. It is 4:13 right now. We still have the budget. But I'm a little concerned about breaking the budget up with elections in between. Yes, Ellen.
Are there any changes to the budget? Are there any substantial changes to the budget since the Thursday night board meeting when it was presented?
There are none.
I move it be approved by the convention.
Second.
All right. Well, it's been moved and seconded that the budget be approved and passed by the convention. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you,
motion passes.
Good job,
good job. Good job.
All right. Is there any old business that needs to come before the convention? Any old business? Sarah, do you have old business? Then it's probably old.
Madam President.
Yes.
As we've heard this weekend, especially this morning, the housing crisis is not only getting worse, it's getting a lot worse, and I would like to continue doing what I'm doing, working with the committees and the organizations that I'm working with. That's all.
All right, but how is that old business?
Because it's next year.
I know, but it's not business of the convention itself. Yeah. All right. Is there any new business that needs to come before the convention? Okay,
Is Jim McIntosh here?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, it seems like, you know, and this is just what I'm seeming, you know, just what seems to me that, well, a few years back, you know, the state had a very active, you know, environmental access committee, and we had a legislative committee and all these committees, so I don't know what is done on the committee end of things, but, you know, to get going on some of this stuff, such as transportation and housing, homeless issues, that sort of thing. So, anyway, just a thought.
All right. Thank you. All right. I don't want to take all of Shannon's door prizes because she is going to need some for this evening. Two more? And we have this election, and we will have a runoff. So what's the pleasure of the convention? You want to hold the door prizes? You want to do them now? All right.
That's a good idea.
She has two door prizes for this left for this afternoon. All right. We can do one now and one when we're doing the second count, or we can do one now and one at the end.
One now and one at the second count.
Or we can do them both now. All right. We'll do them both now. It's just that when we're doing the counts, guys, it's really hard. We are going to need to be a little bit more quiet because it is really hard to try to count when there's all this noise around us. So go ahead, then we'll do your last two door prizes.
Okay. All right, so the first one we're going to do $20. One is $10 from King County, and the other one is $10 from Peninsula Council. Mika's helping me with this. We got Ira helping us sort this stuff out. So thank you to Devin. Okay. Well, I think he should, Luke Uniac. I know he's in the youth conference.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So he's getting her $20.
All right. What do
we have somebody that could give that to him?
Oh,
okay. Perfect.
Yep. Thank you. They just appeared.
You already won a door prize.
All right. Before we do the second door prize, I have the results.
No.
Kim Moberg, 19. Jenny Anderson, 12. Dan Lovell, 26. Haley Eggers, 38. JR, 8. So JR, Kim, and Jenny will be dropped, and we will run do the vote again between Dan and Haley. So it is one punch for Dan, two for Haley. Yeah, we need. We have any more ballots? They're coming.
There's one.
Thank you.
There's one over here. Oh, that's more prizes.
One punch for Dan, two for Haley.
I need one, too.
Who needs a ballot? Dave, you need a ballot?
Yep, and I think other people do, too.
Could you repeat the vote, please?
Got to get some more.
Pardon?
Anybody have more than one?
One vote for Dan Lovell, two for Haley Eggers.
Thanks for coming and helping.
Yep, sorry we couldn't do more.
Yeah.
See you out on the track tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Just wanted to be sure. We're doing 440s. Uh-huh. Maybe I can beat you this time.
And I think you need to label your stuff. Yes. And we know what it is. I was using Ira.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of him here. There you go.
No, these are blank.
These blank.
Are
blank. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let me find. Is there anybody that needed to vote that didn't get a ballot? I got some extras here.
Yes. We need them up here.
Denise.
All right.
Deb, did you get a ballot?
One for Dan, two for Haley.
Debbie, did you already vote?
I did.
Okay.
All right, have all the ballots been collected?
Do you want to take over microphone duty?
I guess. So is it.
What's that?
Anybody still have a ballot that needs to be collected?
It's got a real low gain.
So last call.
You talk too close to
Okay, let's do the last door prize. Okay,
we got, thanks to Devin again, we're going to do $50 cash this time. So that's 20 from the United Blend of Seattle, 20 from Ursula and Glenn McCulley, and 10 from the King County chapter. So the winner of that, I think I drew him and he was not in the room. How about Christy Youssef? Are you in the room? All right, good job. By the way, does anybody have a pair of scissors that I could borrow for the evening? I need them.
I have it upstairs.
I actually need scissors too.
Just some reminders. The scholarship reception will begin at 5 p.m. in Cascade 9 and 10. That's where hospitality has been, so everybody should know where that's at. The auction and raffle fundraiser will run, is it 5 to 7? 5 to 7. Oh, yeah, at least he's got to get there first. It will start when Lisa gets there. In Grand 2, the banquet doors will be open at 6 p.m. in Grand 3. So if you want to go in, get a seat, get a drink, whatever, you can do that. And the banquet will begin at 7 p.m. I think we have some good things happening at the banquet, so look forward to seeing everybody there. And I do, kind of as I said on yesterday in my report, it has been a real honor serving you again as your president. I didn't know when I first ran if I would be serving one term or two because things were still in flux with us. And they still are, which is why I have opted to not run again. People have been asking me all for the last 2 days how Burl is doing, and he's actually doing very well, but still having a lot of balance and physical issues that make it more prudent that I, you know, be there more with him. And I was honored this summer to be elected as ACB secretary and really want to give that, you know, my full attention. However, you know, I'm still here as immediate past president. I have vowed to help Julie in every way I can. I still have ideas running through my head of things I would have done if I'd stayed in as president that I want to share with her. So I just want to say thank you to all of you for everything you've done for us in the past 2 years. Thank you for your support. It's just been phenomenal. So now we will wait for the results. Yes.
Oh, cute.
There you go, Burl. Everybody's saying hi to you.
Hi, Burl.
He really, really, really wanted to be here this weekend. And the plan initially was that he would be here, but I was able, after some waiting period, to get him. I know he's going to hate for me to say this over the air. But we were able to get him into a situation where he's going to be getting some very significant physical therapy and occupational therapy for the next month. And so that's a good thing. And he will be back here next year. Oh, there are still some new WCB brochures. If anybody would like to take a few more, who will have them, Lori? They're on the registration table. So if presidents want more, or if you know you're going to be doing something where you can be distributing them and you want to pick up some more, please feel free to do so. And there is a box there for your name tags. You will need your name tag, though, if you're going to the banquet. Oh, yes. For hospitality, too. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That's... That's even more important. All right. Are you ready for the results? Dan Lovell, 38. Haley Eggers, 64. Congratulations, Haley. Get her a microphone.
Oh, boy, I'm crying. Oh, man. It's hard when you're running against one of your best friends, right? So, wow, and Mika and Cindy, thank you so much. Really, they have been really trying to urge me to do this for so long, and so did Kevin for the last 4 or 5 years. And the Spirit just moved me to do it. My husband's going to kill me. But I love you guys. It's so important to me to, my passion is just to love on other people and really to just encourage you that the most important thing is just to keep moving, right? That sometimes you're going to be moving backwards, sometimes you're going to be moving forwards, but just to not give up and just to keep moving. And so my goals for myself over the next year are to really, I feel like I have the loving on you part down, but I really would like to learn more about just the sort of administrative, you know, policy making, how to get stuff done kind of stuff. And I know that I'm with a good group of people that will mentor me and teach me that stuff. So thank you guys. It means so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, hi, this is Dan. I just like to congratulate Haley and just say you picked an excellent person to be a board member, and she's going to do a fantastic job for you.
Thank you. And those of you who were so willing to be open and running for board positions, that tells us that you are all very committed and you all want to be a part. So we will be contacting you about committees. Because the more you can, the more you're out there, the more you are, you know, letting people see what you can do, and the more you get involved, and the more people know you, it really makes a difference in the elections. So we'll be back next year. All right, is there any other business that needs to come before the convention?
JR.
Madam President, can I make a motion?
You certainly can.
A motion to adjourn.
Is there a second? Any discussion? You don't want to stay here for another 5 hours? What? Well, what's wrong with your dedication? Oh. All right. All in favor of the motion to adjourn, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We are adjourned.